This morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios to talk a little bit about a couple of events involving the library coming up here in Atlantic. We have Greg Williams in with us this morning. He's part of the Friends of the Atlantic Public Library, and we're going to talk a little bit about an event coming up first that's this weekend already. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Appreciate it. I know Shred Day is coming up this Saturday, April 11th. Has that been pretty popular for you?
Yes, it's been a great event for the public more than anything. It's a way for you to get rid of all your shredding materials, and you don't have to sit there at your shredder for however much time you spend, which is too much, shredding your materials. You can just bring it down to the library on Saturday. From 9 to 11, you can pull your car into the parking lot. The Boy Scouts will unload your car. They'll put your shredding into the hopper. It goes up into the truck and gets shredded and taken away. Very easy for the public.
Right. Now, and this is for individuals, right? This is for residential. It's not meant for business,
well,
necessarily.
Well, we have done some businesses in the past. We won't turn them away, but what we'll ask for the businesses to do, especially if they have a lot, is to wait until the end so we can get the residential materials run through first.
Or maybe could they stay in line where they are if they, made a nice donation?
Depends on what the donation is, yeah. I guess.
We'll have to see, huh?
Very good.
Well, the whole point of this is to have an opportunity for folks to kind of clear some things out. We've just gone through tax season. We're pretty much done with that now. And we all know we want to keep several years worth of that kind of stuff. But there are some materials that are just, they're personal and private, might have information we don't need anybody else to see that we just don't need anymore. And this is an easy way to dispose of it.
Right. Your junk mail, old bills, any personal correspondence or anything like that, it's a great way to get rid of it securely. And it is very secure.
Now, are there any specific guidelines, like no staples, paper clips, things like that?
It can handle the staples and the paper clips, but nothing bigger than that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it just like white paper?
Essentially? I mean, that's really all we've ever had in the past that I'm aware of. I mean, we're not shredding big chunks of cardboard and things like that.
Newspapers, magazines, stuff like that. I mean, this isn't that kind of stuff.
No.
Those things can be recycled.
Mostly office paper.
Okay, so make it easy for folks to come on in. Now, you kind of touched on that earlier, too. One of the things that's nice about this event is the fact that you do get help from some friends. The local scouts will come in to help do that. So really, if all folks need to do once they load up the stuff in their vehicle is just pull up and pop the trunk.
Pull up, right. You just pull up off of 6th Street, like you're going to go down the alley, pull in the library parking lot so your vehicle is facing to the east, and they'll take care of it from there.
Okay.
And all we ask of the public is to bring a donation in for the food pantry, because this is the Scouts food drive for the food pantry. So if you can do that, that would be greatly appreciated.
So they could just leave a box or a bag of canned or boxed foods just in the trunk right there with the paper, and the scouts will take that, and then they'll take and dispose of your papers.
Exactly.
Nice and easy.
All very easy.
Yeah, they do. Do they do a lot? Do they get a lot of donations during that day?
Oh, yes. We've had just tremendous support from the community over the years for the food pantry. And it goes very quickly. You might see a lineup out there on 6th Street, but it'll move right along. And by the time 11 o'clock rolls around, we're pretty much done. It's very efficient.
Well, now, the Shred Day event only actually happens because we generate some money elsewhere. Because the Shred Day is free. It's a free event. If folks would like to make a donation, you'd never turn them away.
Right.
But it's largely a free event.
Right.
But that money to do this has to come from somewhere. And I know in a few weeks you've got the book sale coming up, and that's kind of what helps to fund this.
Right. We can't have a Shred Day without the book sale. I think last year the charge for the truck was $650. Mm-hmm. Those monies came from the proceeds of the book sale. And to do a book sale, we need books. So it's another thing that if you want to clean out the house a little, it's spring cleaning time, and you want to get some books out of your house, we would love to have that as a donation.
Now, do you ever get folks that bring their used books along with them to the Shred Day?
We have had a few over the years, yeah.
It's kind of busy, so it's probably not ideal.
Right.
But how well, but they can make donations now yet, right?
Yes. We'll be taking donations this year right up until the start of the sale, which is on the 22nd of April. And, yeah, the more we can get, the more we can make. And all those proceeds go for things like the book sale and programming at the library. And
yeah, in a perfect world, you'd make a fortune and have a big pot to use to do all kinds of things. But realistically, the money that is generated by some of these events from the to the Friends of the Library really just kind of gets recycled back into some of the popular programs.
Well, it gets used for popular programs, things like Dolly Parton's Imagination Library. It's also been used, you know, we've had a lot of building problems over the last few years, and those little donations help with some of the cost overruns, which always seems to happen with projects like that.
Painting, carpeting,
new drinking fountains upstairs, that was all from proceeds of the book sale. So it helps keep that library going, and that's what we need in the town. We've got to keep things going. And this kind of thing, it only happens through the generosity of the public and the time of volunteers.
Mm-hmm. Now, you are a member of Friends of the Library.
Yes.
Do you need more members?
We can always use more members. We're trying to generate some new ideas for other fundraising projects. The state... How the budget works with the state, we're not sure how the funding's going to go for the library. So, we'll never turn away a donation and we'll never turn away a volunteer. We'll put you to work somehow. So, and hopefully we'll have some good events coming up where we can put your talents to use.
What's involved with being a member of the Friends?
Well, mostly it's just working 3 hours at the book sale. You know, if you want to sign up for a slot at the book sale for 3 hours, that'd be great.
So they kind of be as active as they want to be.
Yeah, they can be as active as they want to be.
Do you meet on a regular basis?
Just generally twice a year. Once before the sale and once after the sale, or the sales. We have a sale in the fall also.
Right.
But we have our annual meeting in November where we actually write out the check to the library. So
it's pretty minimal when it comes
to
responsibilities.
It's pretty minimal. We want it. We'd like to grow it if we have some really good ideas on fundraising projects. We're kind of struggling with that right now, but I'm sure there's some people out there that have some good ideas.
You know, and sometimes, Greg, there are no new ideas. It's just taking other ideas and then kind of making them work for you.
Right.
So, it doesn't have to be a grand new opportunity. It just has to be something that is workable for folks, too. And, the library has its own fundraising events and things that they have done, like their Pizza Puzzle Pub thing.
Right.
Different types of things that they do, sometimes as a group, as the County Library Association.
Right.
But the library here, I know when I talk to Michelle, she always tells me about how vibrant and active the library is. A lot of people in and out through the doors and what have you. And you see that at the book sale too, don't you?
Right, right. We have, I think last book sale, fall book sale, we had 284 actual purchases. So that's a lot of people coming through, buying a lot of books.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. At how, what?
Like thousands of books.
Yeah,
we have thousands of books.
Because you're not asking a lot for these books.
Oh, no, no. We're talking about... $2 for a hardback novel, down to 50 cents for a little paperback. So,
So for folks, and a lot of folks do, they read and they read a lot.
Yes.
So they might have a lot of these types of things. And it doesn't matter what types of books they are, for the most part. If they are not used anymore and someone else can enjoy them, bring them in.
Exactly. Some of the books that we, as we're putting the books out for the book sale, which is usually the Monday before the book sale, we'll say to ourselves, well, this is never going to sell. and lo and behold, these things sell. It's amazing. It is.
And there are different
really
reasons that people buy books.
Right.
I mean, they're not, I know this is going to sound weird, but books aren't always purchased to read. Sometimes they're there for decorative purposes. People,
yes.
Might have it on a bookshelf or something just to be able to fill some space and do some things on a coffee table or what have you. It might just be a conversation piece.
Right. We have all every book sale, we have a section for coffee table books, and there are all kinds of coffee table books.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, we do encourage you to read.
Yes.
But you know, yeah, there are different reasons.
The whole purpose of the library is to promote literacy. That's what we're after.
Absolutely. Well, again, the Shred Day is this Saturday. That's April 11th, 9 to 11 a.m. there next to the library property, so you can stop right by and take care of that. Also, if you're thinking about it, the Scouts would really appreciate any donations that you can make, because they're the ones that are going to do all the heavy lifting.
Right.
They're going to do the work for you here this Saturday. So appreciate them, and bring some food along for the food pantry there as well. And then again, don't forget the book sale coming up April 22nd through the 24th. That's a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We'll tell you more details about that when we get a little bit closer. And if you have some books you'd like to donate, still time to do it. Very
Great.
Good. Well, Greg Williams has been in with us this morning from the Friends of the Atlantic Library. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it.